From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under G, Grist Mills. Rayburn's interest in grist mills is manifest in his allotting an entire volume of the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia to this subject. He wrote of the technology, the social aspects, and the product. Part of the volume consists of lists he made in 1955 of mills in operation in the Ozark counties of Arkansas and Missouri. The volume also contains pieces written by many of the standard Ozark writers, like May Kennedy McCord and Joe Clayton. Two clippings in the volume on grist mills are articles Rayburn himself wrote, including one that appeared in Rayburn's Ozark Guide. The other clipping has a list of publications typed at the end: All Outdoors, the Christian Science Monitor, the Arkansas Gazette, and Arcadian Magazine. The format of the clipping makes it impossible to know which publication it comes from, but it is interesting that he should have submitted it to three such varied publications in addition to using it in his own magazine. The title of his article is Going to Mill Was an Adventure in the Ozarks. To the old mills of the Ozark region, tradition clings like moss to an oak tree. The romance of these decaying structures spreads itself like country butter on the corn pone of reality. In the annals of folklore, nothing can compare with the groans of an old mill wheel, pessimistic, perhaps, in its monotonous revolutions, but providing, ever providing, food for the rural table, lore for the student, and toll for the miller. Pioneer lore, especially in the Ozarks, is rich in flavor due to the seasoning of romantic milling days. Two or three generations ago, the mill was a vigorous community center, the popular meeting place for all classes of hill folk. It was no uncommon thing to ride 50 miles to mill and camp 2 or 3 days while waiting a turn. The burrs ground slowly, and quite often the output did not exceed 2 or 3 bushels an hour. Frequently the whole family rode to mill in a jolt wagon to enjoy the recreation the occasion afforded. It was a great place to play marbles, pitch horseshoes, to swap news and stories and jackknives. Children could swim and gather fruit, and the women could knit and gossip around the campfire. Mountain men in those days carried their rifles with them to provide meat for the camp and for protection, so tests in marksmanship were always popular. It was a moment of great pride when a boy won his first turkey in competition with older and more experienced men. It was a good place to talk about crops and hunting experiences. Perhaps Tom Keener from Schooner Creek had foolishly planted his turnips in the light of the moon, or rived some shingles to his regret when the sign was wrong. Susie Pitts, arriving muleback from the Leatherwood country, would reveal that the brush rabbits along the way were lying in shallow, unprotected pits, which meant fair weather for at least 2 or 3 days. Nate Sellers, who had carried his sack of corn from Buck Mountain, is ready with a hunting story in which he invariably plays the leading part. Of course, the old yarb doctor is there, giving free advice on catnip tea, horehound, sassafras, and slippery elm. The circuit rider shakes hands all the way round and invites the crowd over to the fourth Sunday meeting at Low Gap. At midnight on Saturday, the water gate was closed and not opened again until early Monday morning. The closed gate formed an excellent fish trap, and often the catch was good. Sometimes the mill floor was used for a dance when the day's work was done. If no fiddlers were present, the young folks sang a tune as they played. Many an old mill was the scene of this beautiful custom that has today lost out in competition with the modern dance. The old water mills are passing rapidly, but the taste of burr mill bread made from water ground meal lingers in the memory of every old-time Ozarker. Such meal escapes being heated during the slow grinding process and is more palatable when made into bread. Add to it a few cracklings and bake in a Dutch oven, and no other cornbread on earth can compare with it in flavor and goodness. The watermill days in the Ozarks were democratic days and should adorn history's pages alongside the New England town meeting. Both were truly representative of the best in American life.